The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
It ends with the word. It ends with the word. Where is the word in your life? What are you doing with the word of God? Isaiah 55. Verse number 8-11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my way that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. This scripture is telling us that the word of God is the expression of his desire, of his will, of his intention, of his nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 8, verse 8.
Matthew 8:8.
The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed.
John 6:63.
The spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the spirit and life. King James says, they are spirit and they are life. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Beloved,
amen.
For some time now, I've been speaking on it ends with Jesus. If it ended with Jesus, why are we still having problems? Why are we still having battles? Today it ends with the word. From next month, I'm going to start talking about the team, send the light. This month is send the light of the word. Ma asem no
fahainuko, fahainuko, send the light. She's telling you fahainuko.
Suma keniano.
Suma keniano.
Yeah.
Okay. Send the light. Anyhow you understand it, understand it that way. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now we have several interpreters in the house.
Suma ehaino.
Amen.
Ehaino shrenti eye kenianso.
But this month is send the light of the word. You see, the word of God, as I've said, is the expression of his will, his mind, his intentions, his desire, his counsel, and his nature. Every element of creation is the product of the word. As we have seen in Genesis chapter 1, from verse 3, and God said, let there be, and whatever God said should be, became. Every element of creation, including the devil, obeys nothing but the word. Because Jesus is the word. That's why in John 1:12 the Bible says, and the word became flesh and made it dwelling among
us.
Revelation 19:13, the name of Jesus in heaven is the word. God only confirms his word. God doesn't confirm human opinions.
No.
He confirms the word. God only confirms the written word that is being acted upon. Let me say this again. God only confirmed the written word that is being acted upon, and the prompting word that is being acted upon, and the revealed word that is being acted upon. You know, sometimes when a group, this year about 5 churches have invited me, and also a church in Kenya, a church Malawi, to come and speak at their Easter convention.
Kenya and Malawi. Kenya, Malawi.
And then 3 Easter churches in Ghana. But I've chosen one in Ghana. You know, any time, even our youth, even children, say, Pastor, we want an encounter. Come and And then I am praying and then looking to scripture. And then one time the lady pastor came, she will come and stand by me and then leave. She will pass by and leave. Then she came and
said,
ah. So children, you are struggling to get a message. Can't you go and tell the lady? You have been preaching for all these years.
Oh, brah, so benya seven, brah, what can seven fish in you now?
And I said,
what said he say?
You yourself, you know.
Why wouldn't him say?
How loaded I am.
Sinia, washema.
That there is no series I start, I finish.
Ah, just say, what shall I say?
And you have been fighting me.
Sembia, onti minye, onti na kongwa.
But you know something?
Nansu unim bibi.
Not any word at all.
Enya sembia keke.
There is a word for every particular situation. There is a particular word at the time. This is the difficulty of we preachers. Getting the right word. The right word for the occasion.
Whether
the word is not there. The Bible from Genesis to you can open and say anything. But is that the word for the time? Is that the word for the time? Is that the word for the season? That's why people are attending church, they are not seeing anything. The pastor will just open the Bible and go and tell them something.
One day,
I never forget this. One of the pastors who was marrying, this was about almost 30 years ago. And I visited my own place, and then just as I got there, Papa said, Dela, go and preach. I came and I've been ushered. I was sitting and I asked of you, say you are in the office. I said, hey, let me go and greet him. And is that the response to my greeting? That go and share something. I said, I didn't even bring my Bible.
Look
at the Bible here. Pick anyone. I said, I don't have any message. He said, the Bible said that you should be prepared in season and out of season. He used everything to corner me.
And then,
at the end of the day, I preached. I preached something. And I pray that was the word. Amen.
Amen.
You see, this is the time we need to stand on the word. Because of the challenges around us. Because of the problems around us. Because God knows how the system is going to be. He knows how the world is going to go. So before he came here, he has already released the word. Every situation in your life has a word. Every challenge has a word.
I can't see the answer, assembly man.
And the moment you locate that word, that challenge has come to an end. But the problem is that locating the word, like people are now rushing in church. Do you know when that word will come? You know, challenges of life, they come to reveal the power of God. The potency of God. And the glory of the
world.
The challenges that we face, they come to reveal the power, the potency, and the glory of the
world.
It is in difficulties. It is in trying times that the word of God thrives. It is in difficulties. It is in trying times that the word of God thrives. What do you do with the word? I remember, was it last Sunday I visited your daughter, our deacon's daughter was admitted in the hospital,
37.
And we were just on our way home. And I just said, no, let's go to the hospital. So we went to the hospital. And I prayed for her. Children ward. And I just felt that I should lay hands on every child. Most of the time when I visit the sick in the hospital, remember, I pray for the rest. After we got home, ask my wife. I couldn't sleep. Attack! I came under attack. And I didn't know. I said, Gladys, I can't sleep.
Now, Gladys, Nadia, me to me,
usually, when it is like that, she tells me what to do.
Yes, sir. What training near? What's over
you? Are you sure you have eaten well?
What did you eat here?
Maybe you need to take some tea.
Or say, oh no.
Maybe you should drink some water.
No, monsieur.
Maybe whatever.
This
then sometimes, do you know something? Maybe God wants us to pray. So let's get up and pray. So we use that time to pray for some time.
Yes, sir. So.
And then I slept again.
Now there be
I struggle to sleep.
And don't pull the.
So I manage about 1 or 2 hours of sleep.
What is mean that better
do? When I woke up,
sorry, you know.
Then I understood why.
I know what you are saying. You ain't here.
Say, remember,
Sekai,
you went to hospital.
Okay,
there is a particular child that was to die.
Nah, but Frebio Hosenka, oh, whoa,
you went and suspended death.
Nah, okay, oh, whoa, no, say, yeah.
And it is the family death.
Nah, but,
that child has been dedicated for death. But you went to save her life.
Nah, okay, say, yeah.
That is why the forces are coming after you.
Say, to me, dear, you know,
I said, wow. So you see, it may not be because of Deacon's daughter that I went there, but God just led me to go and save somebody. It may even be that it is because of that that the Deacon's daughter was admitted there.
I'm sorry, Deacon.
You know, God's ways are mysterious. It is in challenging times that the word of God thrives. What do we do with the word? Number one, welcome the word with faith. As I'm speaking right now,
so the
Spirit of God is speaking through me. I am just a vessel and a channel. The Holy Spirit is using my voice. Jesus is using my voice. Welcome the word. With faith. Two. Believe the word. By holding on to it. Three. Live the word. Let the word take charge of your mind. Take charge of your mouth. Take charge of your
life.
You know, the word has been given to us to live on. Act and run with the word. Declare the word into situations that you face. Number four, war with the word in prayer. War with the word in prayer. Number five, share the word with others. Share the word with others. You know, when you are sharing the word, the word is having effect. You see, when you are having problems,
so how are?
That is when you should share the word. And it will surprise you what that word will be doing in the life of
people.
And when you share the word and the word produces some effect, you look at yourself and say, me too. God wants you to know that it is not about your problem. That in spite of your challenge, there is something in you that you can share for others to be blessed. Run with the word. Speak the word. Meditate on the word. Let nothing but the word. I want to give you a few examples. Number one, the woman with the issue of blood that we have been hearing about. In Mark chapter 5, from verse 24 to 34, the woman with the issue of blood, The Bible says she said to herself, or she thought, if only I touch, if only I touch. Like we are all sitting here right
senior
now.
Here, you know.
People crowded around Jesus.
People
were rubbing themselves on
Jesus.
But this woman said, if only I touch. So later when he turned around and said, who touched me? The Bible
says
one of the disciples. But that was Peter. Who was always rebuking him. But you see people crying around.
Jesus said, I feel the touch.
And as Jesus was turning around, the woman couldn't hold it again.
Mame no, oso dane ho adi.
Say, I am the one.
Ose me na me de me nsa kan wo no.
I've been bleeding for 12 years.
Jesus moje to me fisha be se do me no ni my bread there. Makọ aduye fo bebre ho. Nenso,
but when I heard about you,
me tin say wo Christo,
I decided to come around.
Me see my dream mu pose me ba.
Touch the hem of
now the Messiah be can watari na no.
Na
bra poti hose be the Messiah can you know. Me moja ni nyina so
echa. Jesus call her daughter.
O si obai, me babai, ujidie
has healed you.
Aje won kwa.
Your faith.
Ujidie,
that is your faith in me.
Ujidie awo wo mi mu no.
Jesus didn't say I have healed you.
O kase masa o yare.
He didn't say I have healed you.
O kase masa o yare.
It is your faith.
O si eye ujidie.
Where is your faith?
Ujidie wo hin.
What is the focus of your faith?
Ujidie no ni ti no e wo hin.
What do you believe your faith can do?
Na ujidi se ujidi ebetimi ayo.
What do you believe your faith can produce?
Ujidi se ujidi ebetimi ayo amana bemuno.
It is the object of your faith.
Eno ne ni a wani si so se.
What your faith is connected to?
Ni a wode ohun abanta ewo ujidi emuno.
What your faith is linked to?
Ni a wode ujidi atare hono.
This woman said,
Obayi ka se,
if only I touch.
Se
again, we read about the centurion. This man commanding about 100 soldiers. Went to ask Jesus to come and touch the servant. When Jesus offered to go, the man said, I'm a man and I understand authority. When I command, no one can resist me. In the same way, because you are God, when you command, no power can resist
you.
So you don't need to come to my
house.
Just say the word. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, for he sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them. The word of God travels because it's a living thing.
Oh yeah.
The word of God is not air. It's not wind. It's a living thing. It's a living word. It carries power. It is the nature of God. It is the breath of God. And Jesus said, in the whole of Israel, I have not seen such a faith.
Israel, you know, me who obias was agitated.
You don't need.
San say or say who? Yes,
just speak the word.
Can we say no
yakata? And the Bible says,
"Go."
Jesus
said,
"Go."
Yes, we say, "Go."
Your servant is well.
Waku ano wanya yaresa.
And by the time he got home,
na bra udru efie no.
The servant was well.
Na.
And when he found the time that the servant got well,
it was exactly
the time that Jesus spoke
the
word. I don't know your situation here. Every situation sitting here, receive the word of life. Receive the word of God. Every sickness here, receive the word of healing. Receive the word of deliverance. In the name of Jesus. There is a word. For every situation, there is a word. For every delay, there is a word. For every problem, there is a word. For every trouble, I release the word right now. Father, I don't know situation that I hear. But as I speak in tongues, I pray those who are following online, let this tongue be the word that is addressing your issues. Let this tongue be the right word. Addressing your issue right now. Shatakota. Imprete koraba anta. Kilekata. Yikreto kara. In Jesus' name. You see, in Ezekiel 37.
Yako Ezekiel ngomano ti edye miensan en soona.
When Ezekiel was given the vision of the valley of dry bones.
Ezekiel basa ukuna. And
God asked Ezekiel, can this bone live?
He said,
thou
knowest.
Ezekiel was playing it safe.
Not just all corny year.
Because he didn't want trouble.
Thou
knowest. Because Ezekiel has never had such an experience before. If there were to be something Ezekiel could refer to, Ezekiel could have said, yes, you have done it before, so I know. But Ezekiel had no record. He has no record, no reference. Can this boy sleep? In order to play safe, Ezekiel said, "Down, no."
Or see, "Radi, who pen a unim?"
That knoweth.
Open a unim.
That knoweth.
Open and now obey me.
And God said to Ezekiel.
Now clear Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
Say, Ezekiel.
Speak to the dry bones. Speak to the dry bones. Command the dry bones to come alive. And Ezekiel spoke to the dry bones. Ezekiel commanded the dry bones. I command every dry bone in your life. Any situation that represents dry bone, I command life right now. Let there be life. Any situation sitting here that represents dry bone, receive the life of God right now in the name of Jesus. Look. Let me tell you what is happening. Even before then. Look, Jairus.
Jairus assembly ebe kain.
Jairus.
Jairus.
The one taking care of the synagogue. He went to Jesus.
Synagogue. Sorry, Hono.
My only daughter is dying. Again in Mark chapter 5. My only daughter. Whilst Jairus was speaking to Jesus. In Mark chapter 5. Verse 35, 36, 37.
Whilst
Jairus was speaking to Jesus. The Bible says. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus. Your daughter is dead. They said, why bother the teacher anymore? These words are enough to break your heart. Look, These words are enough to break your heart. You have prayed and prayed and you feel in your heart that God has answered you. You are expecting a good news, but the news that came negative. You've been to church.
Sorry.
Prophetic word.
And conscience and pray.
Everybody is shouting, clapping, sowing to the word. Getting into the altar. Hey, this word is mine. This word is so and so. That visa has been granted. That accommodation has been granted. So and so has been granted. That situation is solved. You leave church and get home. And it is bad news. Bad news. More terrible news. Which year did I go to Umuokpai? The Lord sent me to Umuokpai. Which year was that? Is it 2022? When I went to this man, when the man held my hand and started declaring things, this man's words don't never fall to the ground. In fact, almost all the preachers in Nigeria, they fear that
Nigeria
man.
As
a governess, Nigeria, when you misbehave, he will just say, "I remove you from that position. I remove
you."
That is it. His words never fall to the ground. The other day, my papa visited me and saw his picture with me in the office.
He
said,
Dela.
Anyway, you, I know you. When you are with this man, be careful. Anything he says, he can just get angry and say something. I say, I know. This man spoke words. When he was speaking, he asked me, "Are you recording?"
I said,
"Oh, Papa, I didn't know I should record."
Then
he made me a sign, record. So I started recording. My wife has been playing those words to me. Look, he said some things to me. But do you know, when I arrived, I met opposite that thing. I met a battle. Let me tell you. Any time a word comes,
and
a prophecy comes,
and conscious sembi,
and a battle, the devil rises up. It means that prophecy is true. That word is true. The devil is afraid. So you should stand your ground and say, "No way, devil. You cannot scare me. You are lying." The battles are fought. Look, I can't tell you.
And
in that battle, I've come to realize that when you meet people, be careful. Don't conclude on people. Because people have issues they can't tell anybody. This situation, you can't tell anybody. Because of the reaction. Hey! They will start comparing. This person went through this. This thing is the.
Where you say?
People are keeping things. As you are sitting here, there are some things that you can't tell anybody. It is good that way. But there is somebody you can tell. The Lord Jesus, who knows you, who understands. The man said to me, one of the things, the man of God, listen to me. What people are chasing, what people are running after, you are there and somebody will bring it to you. You are not going to chase things. As people chase things, they will rather come to you. And I know what battle has come. But let him tell you. The word of God will come to pass. I said the word of God will come to pass. Let people laugh at you. Hold on to that word. People are saying, but you are going to church. Look at him. Look at him. Every day you say church. Every time they say church. They say soul. They say give. They say do this.
Yes,
listen to me. The devil is speaking through them to discourage you. Never. Why Jesus was speaking to Jairus?
They
came from Jairus.
Free Jairus.
Look, your daughter is dead.
Oh, Baba, no.
Why are you worrying there?
Or how Ben?
Verse 36 of Mark 5. The Bible says, ignoring what they were saying, Jesus said to
Jairus,
didn't I tell you? Don't be afraid. Just believe. Just believe. Let me tell you the two enemies of the world. It's not the devil. The two enemies of the world is your flesh. The things you feel. Number two, the world system. The world. The enemies of the world is not your feelings. Be careful about your feelings. Be careful about your feelings. Sometimes your feelings are opposite the
world.
And what people say, the world. What people say, the world is it has failed. It will not work. They came and told Jairus, why are you bothering the teacher? Your daughter is dead. Your daughter is dead. After you have been prophesied to.
What in conscience when you
Amen. Amen. You go out and opposite the prophecy. Joseph had a dream at the age of
17.
For the next 13 years, everything that happened in Joseph's life
was
direct opposite the dream. Direct opposite.
13 years.
Negative. But listen to me. Because the word doesn't fit. Finally, when the appointed time had come, the word came alive. I said the word came alive. The word came alive. The word came alive. The word came alive. I don't know what word you are holding on to. Listen to me. One of these days, people are coming to confess to you. People will come and tell you, honestly, we thought you have failed. We thought it would not happen. We thought so and so. We thought so and so. We thought so and so. The word has an appointed time. And listen to me. Before the word is fulfilled, it will test you. It will test you. It will take you through many trials for God to prepare you. You are here right now. You borrow somebody's money and you gave the person time because you were sure that by that time you will pay. The thief started going this way. Listen to me. Don't give up. I said, don't give up. You pay those monies. You pay those debts. The Lord will vindicate you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stop fretting for the word. For the word has settled it. Stop worrying because the word has settled it. What God has said that you are holding on to. Beloved, every situation you face, it reveals you and it reveals God. You know, anytime difficulties come in the child of God's life, listen to me. Every challenge in a child of God's life, every difficulty in a child of God's life is a pause. It's a pause. Do you know when you say pause? It's a pause. In the Bible, there is something, especially the Psalms.
You read it,
and then they will say, Selah. S-E-L-A-H. Selah.
No,
do you know what Selah means?
Selah no, be it means
pause and consider. Before you continue reading, pause. Consider. Breathe in. Wait. Let me tell you. Every challenge in a child of God's life.
I can't say be about Christo ni Abraham Mubiano.
It's a pause.
Just say ya chain mu chain.
It's a pause.
Yes, say or
it's a seller.
Seller.
And you know what God is doing?
Now we drink
God bosses you.
Or no one or so chain
to review you.
Now or mu ye.
To rearrange you.
Now what the watch is saying to ye.
To re-strategize
you.
To reset you.
Now what the
woman. All of a sudden.
Somebody
is, who is saying?
Obi can say.
Oh, customers are coming.
Just say, yeah, Tomadi.
Things are just moving.
And near me across ye.
Oh, Pastor, the word is working.
Hey, assembly did you ma?
All of a sudden.
Uncle ye and a honam po free muhona.
Customers have stopped coming.
No my giant so mobile.
Somebody who is giving, who is lending money is now borrowing.
Even
people from whom you have, even people you have lent money to, now you are borrowing. What has happened?
DNC.
Life is just going somewhere. Even some things you have given to some people, you want to even go and tell them, can you give it back to me? Can you give it back to me?
Can you give it back to me?
A pastor was telling me, this man came and saw him. He has been paying correct tithe. And he said, Pastor, I've come to realize that some of the givings I've done, They are out of impulsion.
If
the church can consider, if the church can consider, the pastor said, what are you? If the church can consider, pastor, it is not that I'm taking it back.
Yes, I think the
last one reason. If the church can consider
it,
you want to take it back? It's like something like. Hayama la barabashala. Turn to Exodus 17:1. Exodus 17:1. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They come at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. Underline that. Traveling from place to place. Traveling from place to place. The Christian journey is from place to place.
It's
from place to place. Today, everything is just working. It's God. Another time, they got to a place. No water. No food. No this. A place to place to build their character. Today, the Israelites, they are number one in the whole world. They are number one in the whole world. Everything they are number one. The whole world army, they can't stand against
them.
Do you know how they inherited that? God took them from place to place. To build a nature and character in them. Every place, there was a challenge. There was a challenge. No food. No water. There was water. But the water was bitter. Oh God. Oh Moses. Why? From place to place. From place to place. From place to place. Each place was a school. That's why the other interpreters are helping you. Each place, there was a school. Each place, there was a test. Each place, there was a trial. But what did God say? As God commanded, God commanded from place to place. To reveal himself. To know them. To build a nature in them. To build a character in them. For the future. For the future. For the future plan. Today, the nation Israel, the whole world, they are the most blessed. They are the most blessed. All the inventions in the world, Israelites are behind it. Israelites are behind it. They are behind it. But they didn't just get there. God took them from place to place. Where are you now? Which place are you now? I said, which place are you now? You have given money to people. Now you are borrowing. You are borrowing. You are calling people. It's a place. It's a place. It's a place. You have lent money to people. Now you are running away.
They say, "Who drank it?"
When something may crack, you look around
whether it is
the landlord. You are sneaking. You know, let me tell you.
Now what you say?
I've gone through some. Look, when you borrow money from some people,
Look,
there is a short way to your house. But you have to go and pass a long way. Sometimes you wait for people to sleep before you go. I don't know whether you have been there before. Because if the person should see you, and this old lady will come and sit at the gate, and even be snoring at the gate, waiting for you to come, finally, you have to jump over a wall. What kind of life is that? From place. Give me Numbers 33. Numbers 33. Verse 1. Numbers 33. Verse 1. Take this Exodus 17:1 and Numbers 33:1. Take this and go and meditate. As I end the message for us to pray.
Numbers 33:1.
Here are the stages in the journey of the Israelites.
Israel,
when they came out of Egypt by divisions under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. Verse 2.
Egypt, Abraham,
at the Lord's command. At whose command? At whose command? Listen to me. What you are going through is God's command. Even the mistake you made is God's command. Your mistake is God's command. At the Lord's command, Moses recorded the stages in their journey. This is their journey by stages. This is their journey by stages. Verse 3. The Israelites set out from Ramesses on the 15th day of the first month, the day after the Passover. They marched out defiantly in full view of all the Egyptians. You know, when they were marching, they thought they were free. They didn't know the stages that God has marked for them, who were bearing all their firstborn, whom the Lord has struck down among them. For the Lord had brought judgment on their gods. 5. The Israelites left Ramesses and camped at Sakoth. 6. They left Sakoth and camped at Etam on the edge of desert. 7. They left Etam, turned back to Pi Hahiroth to the east of Baal Zivon and camped near Migdol. 8. They left, you see, so go and read the whole of Numbers
33.
They left here. Come here. They left here to this place. They left here to this place. They left here to this place. At each place, there was a test. God was building character. God was building faith. God was building his nature in them for their future so that they can represent him. God was building resilience. God was building faithfulness. God was building their faith. The stages. If I sit down and I consider the things God has taken me to.
So what's not be
I have cursed God before.
Be your
I said, God, you are wicked. You are so wicked. But today. Last week. I just saw a message on WhatsApp. Please, can you pray deliverance for my son? I am so and so in United States. I
Google
and I found your name. As a deliverance minister in
Ghana.
My son was given birth 2019. And the boy is so distracted. The boy is just destroying things. I am here with my husband. I am an American. My husband is a Ghanaian but giving birth in America. But our son. We have been fasting and praying. Then my husband said, I should Google.
If you
can get a deliverer. And then your name came.
I said,
hey, who put my name there as a deliverer minister? Anyway, give me the date of birth of your son. Give me his full name. Give me your full name and the father's full name. Give me your father and mother's full name and your husband's father and mother's full. These are the things
I need.
Which day was that? Was it Tuesday last week? Tuesday or so or something. I said, give me a few minutes. After I got the details, I disconnected their son. From every ancestral transfer, from the father's bloodline, from the mother's, I started disconnecting things. dealing with things. Then I commanded him, you, I cast that spirit out. I liberate you. I set you free. You belong to Jesus. You don't belong to those spirits. I set you free in Jesus' name.
Then I prayed the prayer. I recorded the prayer.
And sent it
to the woman.
I say, Pastor,
can we play the prayers even when he said? I say, play them.
Your son
will wake up.
Where
is my phone? Your son will, I think it's in the office. Your son will wake up. I say, look, you will see your son different. The following day.
For
the first time, my son is calm. My son is cool. A change has started. So, how do you get such anointing? From stage to stage.
From
trial. I declare this word right now. Isaiah 3:10. Tell the righteous. It is well. Tell the righteous. It is well. I say to everyone sitting here, I don't care what you are going through. The Bible says, tell the righteous. It is well. It is well. You enjoy the fruits of your labor. You enjoy the fruit of your labor. Tell the righteous, it is well. It is well. It is well. It is well. I don't know what you are going through. The Lord says, tell the righteous, it is well.
Isaiah 43:2-3.
Isaiah 43:2-3. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. I declare this words to you right now. Whatever situation you are going through, it shall never end in shame. It shall never end in disgrace. It shall never end in shame. It shall never end in disgrace. It shall never end in shame. It shall never end in disgrace. That woman, come. The Lord said, I've started that. Bring this woman here. Bring that woman. You see, you used to walk in some way. But it has changed. It has changed. You see that you are no longer working like that. Eh? You are no longer working like that. But you have never testified. You have never testified. Look at her. You have never. When you see her, how many of you saw this woman? The way she walked. Yes. I lose her right now. Yes. The Lord has touched you. Yes. Yes. I lift that burden. Yes. I lift that burden right now. Be fully resolved. Be fully recovered. Yes, be made whole right now. Be made whole. I say be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. Lose her right now. I break her completely out. Yes, I break out. Break out. Break out. Break out. Break out. It is well. It is well. It is well. Yes, yes, yes. Lose her now.
How many of you knew her?
You haven't
observed the way she used to walk. You haven't observed the way she used to walk. Look at the way she walks today. It means God has touched her. But she has never testified. She has never testified.
The Lord has restored you.
Amen.
The Lord has restored you.
Amen.
In Jeremiah 32:27, God said, I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? I am the God of all flesh. I am the God of all flesh. I am the God of all flesh. Hey, I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? Let me tell you, every situation in your life, how do you handle it?
Saying,
what should be your behavior?
Psalm 46:10.
Psalm 46, verse 10. Psalm 46. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. I declare to you right now, whatever situation you find yourself, be still and know that God is God. He is God. He is God. God will be exalted. He will be exalted in that situation. I say he will be exalted. 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 Look. I was telling somebody. Look, sometimes gossip is good.
Please,
I am. Look, gossip is a blessing.
Look,
even though it is painful, gossip is good. I am telling you. Gossip is good. Even though it's difficult. When people are just talking, look. Do you know something? The same people that are gossiping, the same mouth that is gossiping, that mouth is going to be shut forever. It's 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 going to be shut forever. Let them gossip. I said, let them gossip. Look at him. Look at her. She's now borrowing. Everything is failing. Look at her. She can't even marry. No husband. No childbirth. Look at her. She's always borrowing. Look, let them gossip. Why is they are gossiping? What you should be saying is that the Lord is my Lord. God is my Lord. He's my master. Lord, you are in charge. Lord, you are in control. Lord, you are about to surprise them. You are about to surprise them. You are about to surprise them. The Bible says, for a long time, I have been silent. I have been silent. I have allowed everybody to misbehave and to say what they want to say. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I roar. Rise up with me right
now.
Listen, church. Some people are so disguised that they are sitting at home. Some people will not even go to church. Because they are having one shoe. One shirt. Listen to me. The last time I went to my former church to preach, they were just crying.
They said, no, 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 no.
They were just crying.
Soon.
Because they knew me.
It sounds like no money.
They knew me.
No money.
They knew me.
Oh, no.
They knew me.
No money.
Many of you have asked me, why is that when my papa visits us? He's always shedding tears. Some of
no
you.
Papa,
he's shedding tears. He's shedding tears.
Oh, soon.
Whenever he sits there. He's shedding tears.
He
knew me.
No nim baby or free.
He knew me.
No ni no.
Today.
And then
people that I was borrowing from.
People
were giving food to eat.
Omo mane duani di no.
Kabaya kato kalibra ando kasikayaka. Likra. Look, let people know you.
Momu nimo.
Look, don't hide your issues.
Men fa won semu.
Let people know in gossip.
Na oni ho kon concern, kan ho sem.
Gossip is painful. But it's a blessing. Only you should make sure that your relationship with God, you are still holding on. What does Ecclesiastes chapter 14?
He said,
in the days of pleasure, rejoice. But when things are tough, consider. That means be still. Be still. Today, I am the most celebrated man. And those of you I met here in 1994. Look, I am going to celebrate everyone I met here in 1994. 6 months. I am telling you. I have a plan. I will call you forward. I am going to say, because this play was a baller. It was a no-go zone. Some pastors come and they curse me. They say you, the lack of all people. And you agree to pastor here. The day we dark this place, 20 people left the church. I can mention the name, but I won't mention. 20 people left the church. This dirty place. But the Lord said, be there.
So now make catch and say,
today, do you know what they are saying? They come and stand there and they are taking pictures. Even though we haven't reached anywhere. They are standing there. I'll be in the office. I'll look at them. They don't know. Because it is a tinted glass. Me, I'm seeing them. When they are taking pictures. They are taking pictures. They will stand there and talk and take pictures. Listen to me. People are going to start spying on you. They are going to spy. Let us read. You see the old, even this one is better. This one is far better. Really want the This one is better. Look, at that time that I heard it, this wooden structure was the best. The pastor was a great man of God. This was the best they could do at that time. You see the gutter? Even this one is better. I wish we have. Look, do you know this? Mama, this gutter, the container here. Do you know that cars were not crossing there? It wasn't a road. Cars were not passing there. Look, let people know you. I say, let people laugh at you. Look, gossip is good. Hey, even though it is painful, let them gossip. I say, let them gossip. Let them laugh. The same mouth that gossiped. The same mouth that laughed. The same mouth is going to celebrate you. Say, my Father in heaven, be my Lord. You are mine forever. I hold on to your word. For your word has never failed. It can never fail. It has never failed. It can never fail. Give me Psalm 126. Verse 1. These are better pictures. These are better ones. These are better pictures. A song of Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamt. Our mouths were filled with laughter. Our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. And we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord. Like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Give me King James. Let's read it in King James. Psalm 126. King James. King James. King James. Psalm 126 again.
Ahead, you know, Sian.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the hidden, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. Then again our captivity, oh Lord, as the streams in the south, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, very precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I am holding on to your word.
I am holding on to your word.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
your word is true. Your word is life.
Your word is life.
I am holding on to your word.
I am holding on to
your word has never failed.
Your word has never failed.
Say, Lord, your word can never fail.
It has never failed.
So it can never fail me. 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 I will pass. The steps of your way, I will pass the stages of life, the stages of life, the stages of life, the stages of life. Please sit down for 1 second.
Montana say,
you will stand again. Please, let's be careful with one another. Please, let's be careful with life. When I was sleeping in the church, when I didn't have anything to eat, I had this classmate of mine. The father was working in the United Nations. And connected him. One day, he visited me in a Pajero. He was driving Pajero. He wasn't married. I mean, young. We just finished.
Bad connection.
In fact, as at just 10 years ago, all the cars I've seen him driving. Land Cruiser, Pajero. One time he met me and said, you should have been a professor, you know. I couldn't reply him. Whether did I make a mistake? To become a pastor at a young age? Today, as I stand here, ask me who is paying his medical bills.
I am paying his medical bills.
Ask him who gives him money weekly to eat. I give him money weekly to eat. Do you know what happened to him? Let's be careful. You don't know tomorrow. Yesterday he sent me a request. Something is going to happen in some few months to come.
Dela,
you are the only one. Apart from God. I am relying on. So I am informing you beforehand. Some sickness hit him. That was the end. He has sold everything he made in life. He has sold everything. Today, he's begging. He's begging. May you never end like that. Shall we rise right now?
Yeah, sorry.
Say, I will never end like that.
I will never end like that.
I am holding on to the word. I will never end like that. I will never end. I will never end. The word of God is my focus. I will never end. I am not ending like that. Every day is a blessing. I declare from today, every day it is well. Every day it is well. Every day it is well. Every day it is one. Sakata kata, ikata kata kata, rakata kata. Those who can connect to the altar, come and connect right now. If you can connect to the altar, come and connect. Every day it is better. It is better. Lord, it is better. Sata kora kata. Declare, declare, declare.
Every day is better.
Every day it is better. Today is better than yesterday. Tomorrow will be better than today. Today it is better. Today it is better than yesterday. My tomorrow is better. My tomorrow is better. Because I am holding on to the way. My tomorrow is better. 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 Say, my Father in heaven, your word tells me in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10, tell the righteous, it shall be well, it shall be well, and they shall eat the fruit of their labor. Therefore, my Father, I declare by your word, it is well with the Laliboga, it is well, my tomorrow is well, my tomorrow is better. It is well, it is well. I declare it is well. In this situation, I declare it is well. It is well. It is well. It is well. Even in my mistake, it is well. In my failures, it is well. In this delay, it is well. Declare, 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 declare.
It is well.
It is well with my finances. It is well with my business. Because the Lord says so. Because the word of God says so. Because the word of God says so. I declare it is well. Even in this situation, I declare it is well. Even in my failure, in my mistakes, it is well. It is well. In this dryness, it is well. It is well. It is well. In this disappointment, it is well. In my mistake, in my setback, it is well. It is well. Because God says so. Because God says so. Because God says so. Because God's word says so. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven. I know. This is my situation.
This is my situation.
Is to reveal your glory. Even when I was going to make mistake,
you knew it.
But you allow it.
Even
this delay. Everything about me. You knew it. But from today, manifest your glory. Manifest your glory. Because it is in this situation that your glory is manifested. It is in this situation that your glory is revealed. My Father in heaven, as I clap my hands, manifest your glory. Manifest the glory of your word. Manifest the glory of your way. Manifest the glory of your way. I say, manifest the glory of your way. Manifest, 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 manifest. Lord, manifest in this situation. Manifest, manifest, manifest the glory of your way. Manifest your glory. You are still God. Manifest your glory.
Amen.
You are completed. Look, when the Bible says, be still and know I'm the Lord, it means don't worry. It means continue to speak, declare like this, that this situation, God is inside you. God is inside this situation. God is inside this situation.
The beginning,
and the end.
In Luke chapter 13 from verse
10.
The hunchback woman was coming to church, bent like this. With the back high. You see the women laughing. You see the youth making mockery. When they are doing praise and worship.
And she come forward.
The youth will be pointing fingers. People will be sitting and then they will be talking to
you.
Look at it. People will laugh over people's problems. So because of that, some people don't want to go to church. Do you know what I told my wife? Was yesterday I was telling her about a situation. I say never. When you stop, you are glorifying nothing. When you say they will laugh at me, it means they are winning. I won't let them win. Little did they know that God has appointed one day for the woman. When Jesus was led into the sanctuary, into the synagogue, where the woman fellowships, God himself led Jesus there. Jesus took the initiative. Daughter of Abraham.
Abraham Babe,
who has been kept bound for 18 long years. Jesus laid hands on him.
Yesu de nsat kano.
Commanded the spirit out. The woman stretched up. Now, what do you think those who were laughing at
him?
You see some of
them.
You say because people are talking, so you not go to church. If they don't talk, if they don't know your problem, how can they celebrate? How can their mouth be shut forever? I say when I go to my former church. Look, when they look, they will remove handkerchief. One day when I went with the Jaguar,
that could be ordained a Jaguar.
They asked me to park by the entrance.
Oh, okay, so one fancy.
Pastor's car should be saying, no, you park. When the pastor was introducing me, he said, I asked Pastor Dela to park
the Jaguar. The last one fancy baby, I have fun.
They started crying. Listen to me. This year,
and then,
some people in this church are going to cry because of you.
Here
in Deliverance Assemblies of God, some people are going to cry over your testimony. Some people are going to cry. If you are here, you haven't given your life to Jesus. Jesus is the beginning and the end. Come over right now. Let me pray for you. Look, Jesus is real.
Yes.
Without Jesus, life has not begun. I said, without Jesus, your life on God's calendar has not started. Your life on God's agenda has not started. Somebody needs to write that down. Without Jesus in your life, your life on God's calendar, on God's agenda has not started. It has not started yet. Jesus is the starting point. Jesus is the ending point. If you are here also, and indeed, your situation sometimes is causing you to hide yourself from people. Come over here right
now.
Sometimes you don't come to church because of
yourself.
Sometimes you are hiding yourself. A lady who used to come and cry.
Pastor, my heart is broken again. My heart is broken again.
My heart is broken again.
My heart is broken again. Pastor, my heart is broken again. I say, how is it always your heart is breaking like that? Don't you pray when the men come?
Oh, mon père, c'est même année bas.
Pastor, my heart is broken again.
So for
but that's all you should be saying.
There be a summer walk on no.
Today,
and then
she's married to a young man.
Wawari Abranti wa kama
kama. Who has just become an international man?
Ah, why you be at this?
Who has become so great?
As
I'm talking right now.
Make us a sabre.
The last time she WhatsApped me.
Pastor,
do you know where we are celebrating our holidays? We are in Barbados. 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 Pastor, one day when we are coming, I will bring you along. My heart is broken again. My heart is broken again. Today, what is he celebrating? Today, what is he celebrating? Who tells you that your destiny lies in the hands of that person who breaks your heart? Your destiny is not with anybody. Your destiny is in the hands of God. I usher you into your season of celebration.
Amen.
I usher you into your season of celebration. I usher you into your season of celebration. If nobody is here like that,
so be anywhere.
That sometimes you feel that you want to give up. Thank God that there is no one like
you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.